It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Planet Earth is under siege, quite literally. Industrialized, militarized civilization was never sustainable. We are very close to facing the full impact of this fact head on. Raging wildfires with completely unprecedented fire behavior continue to consume Earth's remaining forests all over the globe. My deepest sympathy to those that have lost their homes, their property, and even more my sympathy to those that have tragically lost their loved ones. I wish also to express my deepest gratitude to the firefighters who are doing their best to deal with the rapidly increasing wildfires and the unprecedented fire behavior. In regard to the fire catastrophes that have occurred and are continuing to occur even now, that will continue on a larger and larger scale. Listen, please listen. The conditions that have set the stage for the firestorm cataclysms are not an act of nature, are not natural in any way or form. Again, to be clear, though forest fires have, of course, always been a part of nature, the current conditions, which are, as stated, fueling unprecedented fire behavior, are not natural. For many years, geoengineeringwatch.org has tried to bring to light volumes of data that conclusively prove illegal covert global climate engineering operations were and are a reality. For many years, geoengineeringwatch.org has done our best to sound the alarm about the catastrophic impacts of the climate intervention operations. For many years, geoengineeringwatch.org has tried to warn that events like the current firestorms would come if climate engineering, aka weather warfare, is allowed to continue. It should be remembered and considered that the current catastrophes are only the beginning. This is not to ignore, again, all other forms of damage to the planet from human activity. We have been very poor stewards of our planet. There's no arguing that. But what I'm saying is this: climate engineering is, mathematically speaking, the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm. When the canceled July 28th Climate Engineering Awareness and Call to Action event is rescheduled in Redding, California, we at geoengineeringwatch.org hope that any and all who truly care about the verifiable truth regarding climate engineering and the grave threat it poses to us all will attend this free public awareness event, a call to action event with free materials, in order to understand this issue and to help us bring it to light. What will it take to break through the official denial of the climate engineering reality? Criminal denial from official agencies to corporate media, criminal denial and criminal deception is epidemic. Before getting to headlines, what's breaking on the front lines, an immense amount of headlines that mainstream media is not reporting to us as they give us, again, more bread and circus. First, these announcements. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 AM to 7, Sunday mornings 7 AM to 8. Global Alert News also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays at 2 PM Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. There are also very, very compelling, factually undeniable DVDs of the 9/11 issue from 3,000 architects and engineers stating on the record the official narrative on 9/11 is patently false. Demolitions materials were found in the wreckage. there is an immense amount of data to prove that what we were told about 9/11 is completely false. And for those that don't understand that issue, because that issue is a catalyst to where we are today, including with the geoengineering operations, which are a crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex, by the way, the weapon that allows them to devastate populations, including our own, because make no mistake about it, the American population is potentially the greatest threat to the global power structure if they would just wake up. Weather is being used as a weapon, the crown jewel weapon of the power structure, because they can topple nations and disrupt populations and claim it was all nature, which is not the case. So back to the 9/11 issue. Those DVDs are also at Orchard Nutrition, and I will be interviewing Richard Gage, the head of the 9/11 architects and engineers, and posting that interview, I believe, next week on geoengineeringwatch.org. Watch for that. But again, 9/11 materials as well, that is all connected to the same power structure that's orchestrating climate engineering above our heads, which is affecting every single one of us to a degree that can scarcely be comprehended, from the air we breathe, which is laden with toxic climate engineering elements, to the cataclysmic firestorms that are sweeping the globe right now. A completely disrupted global weather climate system from intentional climate intervention operations. Not, again, not denying other forms of anthropogenic damage to the climate, but the intentional climate intervention programs must be admitted to and acknowledged. They must be. It's up to all of us to help that to happen. I want to state the next three Jim Fair events. Jim Fair, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. You can search them online to find out their locations. That's a staunch ally to geoengineeringwatch.org. There are geoengineeringwatch.org informational booths at all the Jim Fair locations. If you're near these locations, which I'm about to announce, please attend. You can get in for free. The materials are free. Please help us with these credible materials, compelling materials. Help us to sound the alarm. Wake those around you. Ask them to do the same. All of us are needed to force the climate engineering issue to light while there's still anything left to salvage of our planet's life support systems. The next three Jim Fair events. Pleasanton, California. Started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. Sacramento, California. August 10th through August 12th. The Scottish Rite Center. Santa Barbara, California. August 17th to August 19th. Earl Warren Showgrounds. Again, fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth. You can get into the event free. You can get the materials for free. Please attend. Get the materials you need to help effectively and efficiently sound the alarm. Credible materials from a credible source. North State mainstream media has made it clear that they will not investigate or cover the climate engineering issue in any way, shape, or form ever. This includes KRCR and the Record Searchlight. We need concerned citizens, not just here in Northern California, but everywhere. But I'm focusing, because our broadcast is here, on where we need to put pressure on media, the sooner the better, to force them to behave responsibly, legally, and stop participating in the criminal cover-up of climate engineering. KRCR and the Record Searchlight, we need citizens that are committed to the common good to help organize peaceful stand-ins at these media sources. We need to peacefully demand that these media sources stop censoring critical information that the public has a right to know. To be clear, I will say again, there cannot be any legitimate discussion of the climate or the rapidly increasing global catastrophes related to the climate without addressing and including the climate engineering factor. There can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without including chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Wonder why there's so many catastrophic hailstorms now happening all over the globe? Because the climate engineers are using patented processes of chemical ice nucleation to seed those clouds, more on that later in this broadcast, to create a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the ground, lowering temperatures, pacifying populations, confusing and dividing them in regard to the true state of the climate. Very simple premises. Can't talk about the climate without addressing climate engineering. Can't talk about climate engineering without addressing engineered cool downs with chemical ice nucleating processes. What do we constantly see from mainstream media? Constantly. A parade of orchestrated dramas to create and divide and distract the population while the complete unraveling of the biosphere is accelerated by the day. One can only assume if there was an outside intelligence watching mainstream media while considering what is happening on the planet, the very life support systems crumbling by the day, one would assume some outside observer could only conclude the human race taken as a whole is clinically insane. Why would we not be focused on preserving the life support systems of our planet? If the human race wanted to survive much longer, we would all be engaged in planting trees. But there's a problem with that now, isn't there? At the moment, given everything that's going on, everything that's being done to the planet, with climate engineering at the top of the list, trees don't grow. I know this firsthand, as I've stated in previous broadcasts. I was engaged, completely engaged, feverishly working in the forest to restore habitat for years before I was forced to come out of the forest and face this battle, because there was no point restoring habitat when not only did nothing grow, everything is dying. A success rate that I had, I've stated this before, I want to state it again, planting 250 to 300 trees a day with a 95% success rate for them surviving the first year, the success rate now is zero. Zero. So for those that think the trees are going to spring back in all the areas that have just incinerated, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not with current conditions. If we don't alter our current course, we're done. In the near-term horizon, statistical fact. Bear with me through this broadcast, a lot of dire headlines, but I will get to what you can do to help. We are not powerless. Those in power are not gods. We are not helpless. Bear with me through this report. I'll get to what you can do to help. On the event cancellation in Reading, the Geoengineering Awareness and Call to Action event that was canceled because of the fires, we had to give our auditorium up to provide beds for the firefighters. Simply had to be done. But we will reschedule. As soon as we know the fire will be handled, the roads will be opened, and the communities can attend, we will reschedule. We're waiting to do so. There will be a full, detailed, up-to-date presentation on climate engineering, exactly what it is, exactly what it's causing, exactly the threat it poses. Long Q&A session afterward. All public questions will be answered. Free materials will be there. The event will be held in the Holiday Inn in Reading. We will announce a new date as soon as we know we are not facing the continuation of the fires and the closure of roads and the threats to the community. That must be dealt with first. But once we are past that point, we will immediately reschedule. Latest updates on the Carr Fire. Well over 130,000 acres, 1,100 homes lost. Currently the sixth worst fire in California history, likely to become worse still. Conditions are not changing. There's a massive high pressure dome over the U.S. West. That's part of climate engineering operations. That dome of high pressure, sinking air, creates heat, worsens our conditions, and all the while the East Coast floods because the moisture that could have, would have come through the U.S. West is being diverted up and over us completely and to the eastern half of the U.S. Jet stream, unprecedented jet stream pattern that is dipping down as far as the Gulf Coast, pumping tropical moisture up the U.S. East Coast. These flows of moisture are then seeded with material dispersions from jet aircraft, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation materials are dispersed in this moisture to cool those zones down. How are the upper level wind currents manipulated? Ionosphere heaters like HAARP, of which there's perhaps 100 large facilities, by heating the atmosphere, the upper level wind currents can and are being steered. This allows the climate engineers to cool some areas at the cost of cooking other areas. At minimum, the U.S. West is a climate sacrifice zone being used by the climate engineers. Do they have the right to play God with the weather, deciding who fries and who floods? Again, if you think weather modification is impossible, think again. And I ask anybody to, one small thing you can do, watch President, then Vice President Lyndon Johnson ranting like a lunatic. It's on the intro to every single one of my weekly broadcasts. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org under the radio, recent and top story sections, and watch briefly about a 20-second video of Lyndon Johnson ranting and raving like a maniac at the fact that we had the power over the weather then, and that he who controlled the weather controlled the world. This is reality. It is not fiction. please dump the power structure programming. Please dump the power structure knee-jerk conspiracy theorist mindless response and do some actual research. That's what we're asking at geoengineeringwatch.org. We are non-political. We do not advertise on the site. We're simply trying to share data. So by pumping this moisture up the U.S. East Coast, tropical moisture that's used in a sense like a swamp cooler to cool portions of the East Coast, while other parts of the world are frying, literally frying. And you can search this, by the way. Search geoengineeringwatch.org freeze-fry scenario. Search geoengineeringwatch.org frying the West to cool the East. We have multiple articles on this subject with maps, reports, and data that will prove this scenario. Please search it. If you think what's happening in Reading is natural in any way, shape, or form, or just the result of climate change, please think again. Investigate. Before getting to biosphere collapse and breaking frontline reports, consider this power structure propaganda piece from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, power structure funded institution. How one climate scientist combats threats and misinformation from, quote, chemtrail conspiracists. Listen to that title. It's important, especially those in the anti-geoengineering movement, who I hope consider that if we are to win this battle, we must learn how to play chess and to play it well. Those in power want us to use the non-science terms. They insist on using those terms so that people who investigate this issue search those terms and get nowhere, get only to conspiracy theory and hoax. Thus, institutions like this publication from MIT to try to marginalize and cast doubt on the climate engineering issue use the non-science terms. Who are they referring to? This report states chemtrail theories. You notice they don't say geoengineering informational sites. They say chemtrail theories have been repeatedly debunked. Why? Because chemtrails don't exist, do they? It's not a science term. There's no data to back it up. So therefore, they don't exist. However, if we say geoengineering, solar radiation management, climate engineering, stratospheric aerosol injection, cloud albedo enhancement, if we use the science terms, we find data, and sites like this can't say it doesn't exist because it does. The report continues to say, Harvard geoengineering researcher David Keith explains when to feed the trolls. Who's the troll for the establishment? Anybody who doesn't agree with the official narrative is considered a troll by mainstream media. And when not to, David Keith says, quote, I am worried that, quote, chemtrail concerns are bleeding over into solar geoengineering in a way that will make it much harder to have a sensible conversation. In other words, David Keith is worried that the population will understand that the layman's term chemtrail is climate engineering, and that climate engineering is causing unimaginable devastation to the planet, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, toxifying soils and waters, completely fueling forest fires for numerous reasons, the single greatest causal factor behind forest fires, and paid power structure puppets like Dr. David Keith from Harvard University are worried that the public will wake up to this. Again, I ask people, if you have not seen the video of me confronting Dr. Keith at an international geoengineering conference, please just search on any search engine. Search Dane Wigington, David Keith, 5-minute video, and see if you're not alarmed, completely alarmed, at what Dr. Keith had to say when confronted about his proposal of putting 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates in the atmosphere, which aluminum is an incendiary, by the way, an incendiary flammable dust that's settling on forest foliage and causing further unprecedented forest fire behavior. His public statement on film on the record of doing so, 20 million tons annually, and stating this as his final rebuttal, when I confronted him as to had any studies been done as to the effects, he said, no, we haven't really studied. Could terrible things happen tomorrow? We don't know. Please research that. Watch that 5-minute video. Bottom line, power structure and the media that is controlled by the power structure and the institutions that are controlled by this power structure, like MIT, are invested in hiding climate engineering because if the public wakes up to climate engineering all over the globe, it will overturn the current reality. If the public realizes they've been subjected to a grand and lethal experiment without their knowledge or their consent, an experiment from which there is no return, I would argue that the public would seek out all those responsible for these programs, all those responsible for covering up these programs, and hold them legally and morally accountable. We need to reach that point. Pressing on from theconversation.com and other sources, this new report. Here's where we're at with the climate. We are not in a global warming scenario. We're not in a climate change scenario per se, a term that was designed to mask the weather whiplash scenarios created by climate engineering. We are in what is scientifically categorized as an abrupt climate collapse that is unfolding at blinding speed, with climate engineering being the single greatest factor in the equation, not the only factor, not the only factor. For those who try to convince themselves that climate engineering is the only problem, that is not rational. We have devastated our planet in countless ways, but climate engineering, single greatest source of damage to Earth's life support systems. Headlines: planet's in total meltdown with climate engineering creating short-term toxic cool downs in exchange for an even worse warming. Here's the headline: the reality of living with 50 degrees C temperatures in our major cities. Australia is hot, but future extreme hot weather will be worse still. New research predicting that Sydney, Melbourne are on course for 50 degree summers by 2040. So let me stop there. On the current course, we won't reach 2040. Mathematically speaking, if the current rate of warming continues, the thermal energy equivalent rate of 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second. Please research that if you haven't already. I brought this up before. The planet is warming right now at the thermal energy equivalent of 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second, 400,000 per day. That heat has gone to the oceans. The oceans are superheating, dying, releasing methane, all feeds feedback loops. So when an article like this states that it's going to be unimaginably hot by 2040, we won't be there, because in the current trajectory, we're looking at 8 to 9 degrees C of warming by 2025. If that happens, we're done. Game over. Long before then. Crops are crashing all over the globe right now. I'll get to those headlines in a moment. So bottom line is, we must know enough about the equation to realize that when we're told such and such will happen at a certain point decades down the road, that's a lie of pacification. Not that that shouldn't alarm us. It should alarm us. But those in power know how apathetic the population as a whole has been, and that if they think something's a decade or two away, they won't do anything. Nothing. The frog's in boiling water. But in fact, the reality is here. It's not off on the horizon. The report ends with this: this trend is worrying but not particularly surprising, given the fact that Australia is setting hot weather records at 12 times the pace of cold ones. 12 times more record heat than record cold, and the only record colds are coming from the types of engineering processes I mentioned earlier. Engineered cool downs with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. Another headline from the UK Guardian. This headline: report of total deception and public pacification. Unsurvivable heat waves could strike the heart of China by the end of century. Total headline of pacification. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. It's happening now. Heat waves, China, Japan, North Korea, killing hundreds now. Not at the end of the century. On the current trajectory, again, we are in uncharted territory, so no one, no modeling can accurately predict exactly where we will end up by the end of the century. But based on the current trajectory, if it does not become even worse, by the end of the century, humanity, and likely all life on Earth, if we remain on the current course, will have been gone for as much as 75 years. If we do not change course. So when you see a headline like this that states, again, dire things could happen by the end of the century, it's happening right now. Right now. I challenge anybody to investigate everything I'm stating. Let me get to more headlines that will back up what I'm saying right now. This headline report states this also: new scientific research shows that humid heat waves that kill even healthy people within hours will strike areas repeatedly towards the end of the century, thanks to climate change, unless they are heavy cuts in carbon emissions. Another half-truth, a half-truth. No mention of climate engineering. That is an even more dire factor than the greenhouse gas emissions, than carbon. Climate engineering, no mention of that. And as far as what they state here again, of what's called a wet bulb effect, temperatures and humidity that are past thresholds that would allow humans to survive. It's happening now. We've had heat indexes in the Middle East and in India in previous years as high as 165 degrees. Heat index feels like temperature. Don't believe me? Please research it. happening now from democracynow.org, a power structure funded by the Ford Foundation, by the way, a source of half-truths. For those on the far left that worship this source of news, Amy Goodman, who is funded by the Ford Foundation, who has said openly to those I know who work with her, at least I get most of the news out. No, Amy, there's not most of the truth. There's either the whole truth or something other than the truth. From Democracy Now!, this report, Noam Chomsky, who doesn't know, those who don't know who Mr. Chomsky is, he is worshipped by many on the left as well. And he works for MIT, by the way. Survival of organized human life is at risk due to climate change and nuclear weapons. Mr. Chomsky, where is any mention of climate engineering? Any mention at all? They are not allowed to mention climate engineering. They know how long their leash is, and I would argue their omission of climate engineering is a criminal act. The public depends on such organizations and individuals who represent the public to tell the truth, the whole truth, not a half-truth, with glaring omissions. And the environmental groups, so-called environmental groups, are doing exactly the same. Environmental organizations, global warming organizations, are more worried about protecting their 501c3 nonprofits than they are telling the full truth, addressing the climate engineering weather warfare assault. Total hypocrisy from environmental groups, from Mr. Gore and all those like him. Telling half-truths, omitting the most dire truth of all. That's not acceptable. It's up to all of us to peacefully, professionally, and persistently to pressure these groups to tell the whole truth, to expose them for their hypocrisy. From the UK Guardian and other sources, heat wave pushes up UK fruit and vegetable prices as yields fall. Yields are crashing in many arenas, and many items can no longer be found on store shelves. That trend will continue rapidly, as I've stated in previous broadcasts. U.S. currently importing well over $40 billion worth of agricultural and fish products to keep store shelves stocked to pacify the American population while much of the world is beginning to starve. From that report, farmers are struggling to raise crops which stop growing at temperatures above 25 degrees C. Different types of agricultural products are susceptible at various temperatures. All photosynthesis stops at 104 degrees. This report continues, weeks of warm, dry weather have taken their toll on fruit and vegetable growers. Parts of England have had no rain for more than 50 days. Climate engineers, again, can shut the precipitation off wherever they want, whenever they want, for as long as they want. Remember that. And the data is there to back that up. If you want to look at more data on that, search geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineering creates drought. Very simple to search on our site. Remember the basic terms and the subject you want to search. The Agricultural and Horticultural Development Board has said it is the driest run-up to harvest in 80 years. Another falsification. Temperatures are being falsified to the downside, and whenever there's a catastrophe, they manipulate the data to make it appear that the catastrophe has happened before, when it has not, not on the scale. That's what pacifies populations who think, well, it happened before, it's just a cycle. This is not a cycle. People die. That's natural. If you throw them in front of a bus, in front of a train, off a building, or you shoot them in the head, they die much faster. That's what we're doing to the planet. Crops without irrigation are especially struggling. This is regarding the UK report. Another new headline. This is from Cardiff.ac.uk and other sources. Ocean acidification to hit levels not seen in 14 million years. And by the way, we are perilously close to an ice-free Arctic. Our reality will change at that point. If it does not happen by the end of September this year, it will happen by next year. Our reality is so perilously close to turning upside down. Why is the Arctic ice so important? Because that has been the temperature regulator of the planet. When the ice is gone, oceans superheat exponentially faster still, releasing methane into the atmosphere. We are on track for Venus syndrome. From that report, the rapid influx of CO2 into the oceans is severely threatening marine life, with the shells of some animals already dissolving in the acidic seawater. For those who claim falsely, CO2 is wonderful, the more the better, that is not true. It's not rational. It's not reasonable. Is CO2 necessary? Absolutely. Is too much bad? Yes, very bad. It affects the protein content of pollen. That's affecting bees. Plants can't adapt to the rapidly increasing CO2, and it's killing the oceans. And that one factor alone, if the oceans die, we die. Very simple. And that is happening. There's no dispute about that scientifically. So please understand the whole picture before coming to conclusions. That's all I'm asking. From multiple sources, this dire headline report, industrial fisheries, the expansion impacts 90% of the global oceans, causing massive catch decline. This is now, not somewhere off on the horizon, it's now. Heavily subsidized industrial fishing fleets have doubled the distance they travel to fishing grounds in the last half century plus, but catch only a third of what they did 65 years ago. Expending twice as much energy to catch a third as much. That means the ratio of energy to yield has declined by well over 80%. And the remaining fish are dying all over the globe, not just from being caught. They're dying because the oceans are superheating and deoxygenating. Hypoxic and anoxic zones. The reefs are dying all over the globe. Kelp forests are dying all over the globe. I've seen all of this firsthand. Dive expeditions to Australia, New Zealand, the South Seas. I have seen it firsthand. It's far worse than what we're being told. Far worse. When people talk about the reefs, they seldom talk about the kelp ecosystems, which are far bigger and far more important to the fishing industries than the reefs. No discussion of that whatsoever. Oceans dying by the day. And by the way, for those who are thinking about vacationing in Florida, better review the news from there first. Their beaches in many locations covered with dead sea life. Covered. From turtles to manatees to fish. That's what's happening around the globe. From the UK Guardian and other sources, world's largest king penguin colony has crashed, declining by 90%. From that report, the number of king penguins on the remote island, has fallen from 2 million to 200,000, warned scientists. The planet's largest colony of king penguins has crashed by nearly 90%, researchers have warned. This is so incredibly important. For those who mock, and there are many who do, they mock the environmental reports from the front lines about wildlife, penguins, to polar bears, as if this is some big joke. And those who do the mocking are generally those that are completely invested in the current paradigm, the current completely unsustainable, unimaginably destructive paradigm. That is the fact of the matter. Technology is not saving us. It's pounding the final nails into our collective coffins. Climate engineering is the techno fix. The power structure implemented some 70 years ago. Again, an experiment from which there is no return. Not to the planet we've known. That's done. So for those who mock these sort of die-offs, take a good, long look in the mirror. Find your conscience. Do some real research and address the truth. Whether you're being paid to lie or whether you're caught up in your ideology, programming, and preconception, please, as we enter the twilight hours of human civilization, ask yourself why you're here. These frontline issues are not disputed. The complete collapse of the web of life is underway. I've expressed in recent programs my angst at the seal die-off, for example, having spent so many hours, so many days, over so many years, swimming alone with seals, Santa Barbara Island, Santa Cruz Island, Santa Catalina, San Clemente Island. I've been to all of them. And with all the boats in Southern California, almost none go to these places. I would be there for days and days not seeing anyone else. And seeing these creatures die, creatures which welcomed you into the water, which wouldn't leave you, and which seemed more curious of you than you were of them, being ruthlessly pillaged, plundered, slaughtered, if you will, from countless sources, even the, as I've covered in previous broadcasts, on the U.S. West Coast, our U.S. military, in order to conduct practice with depleted uranium munitions, highly radioactive ammunition off the North American West Coast, stated on their environmental impact report that they would kill millions of mammals. Millions. Are there even that many there? I think not. Certainly not now. And they state this on their EIRs, environmental impact reports, as a matter of fact, as that's just business as usual for the military-industrial complex. We're living in an asylum, and for the American population to support this insanity, and by the way, depleted uranium ammunition is radioactive, the half-life, 4.5 billion years, the half-life as old as the planet, radioactive forever, and we're using it for practice off the U.S. West Coast. Is it any wonder that everything's crashing, from seals to fisheries, salmon fisheries, crashing all over the globe? It's not just Fukushima. For those who blame everything on Fukushima, that's not true. Ocean warming, seabed gassing, activities like the U.S. military I just described, all killing wildlife. But back to the penguins, the collapse of the penguin populations now joining the rest of the various species that are collapsing, also near and dear to my heart. I've had the immense pleasure and honor to swim with penguins in New Zealand. What a beautiful creature. What a beautiful creature. It's what else would one do? For those that want to go on about their life, and I was so content in the forest planting trees, as I described earlier, the solitude, the notion that all you had to do was plant that tree and nature would do the rest. No more. No more. Nature has historically provided 75% of global GDP for free. No more. Those days are done. And for those who still are trying to convince themselves that it's possible to expand indefinitely, to consume resources indefinitely on a finite planet with finite resources, please wake up and understand we are about to hit the wall at full velocity. Ecosystems and species collapsing all over the globe. All over the globe. I had to come out of the forest and to face this issue because I could not remain in the forest in good conscience knowing what I knew was going on. Knowing what I had seen around the world, the type of beauty I had seen that was disintegrated, how could I remain in the forest pretending it wasn't happening? But I see a lot of people who want to pretend it's not happening, that have convinced themselves it feels better to remain in denial, that ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. It is not showing responsibility to our children and to the web of life to which we owe our lives. We owe our lives. We do not own our lives. We owe them to the web of life. We owe them to our children. Those who have children do not own their lives anymore. You brought someone into the world and you owe that person, you owe that human being your life, to provide them a life, to do everything you can in the effort to try to do so. No matter how great the challenge appears, we owe our lives to our children. From AOL.com, this new headline report, and for the record, mainstream media is not informing us because they care about the truth. Understand that. They're not reporting frontline dire data now because they care about the truth. Rather, it's as I've stated so many times in the past, the reality of planetary meltdown, further fueled by climate engineering atrocities, cannot be hidden once it becomes bad enough. It's 90 degrees. Here's the headline. It's 90 degrees in the Arctic Circle this week. Some regions within the Arctic Circle are approaching the mid-90s. Mid-90s in the Arctic Circle. So if you're on the U.S. East Coast and you think the whole world is cool because you're cool, think again. Whole eastern half of the U.S., lower 48, is 0.5% of the Earth's surface area, 1/200th. That's not a snapshot of the whole world. Next headline, Fox News and other sources. I mentioned this early in this broadcast. This is a deceptive headline report, but listen, Florida beaches littered with dead sea turtles, scientists blame red tide, making it sound as if this is just nature being bad. Not the case. Why is there algae blooms all over the globe? It's not just the warming water, it's not just the nitrates, it's also this. Part of climate engineering is ocean fertilization. The sprayed particulates from aircraft are elements that are also used for spawning algae blooms to suck up some of the CO2 and force it to go into the ocean to hide the fact that it's building up in the atmosphere. And what does that do? It kills that section of the ocean and further fuels the algae bloom. So when scientists like this Fox News report would try to have us believe, blame it on nature, this is not nature. This is man. Another headline from multiple sources, this new report, ocean outgassing causing strong odor in Oceanside, California, but it is unknown what's behind the outgassing. Unknown. We don't know. Scientists just don't know. They can't figure it out because they're paid not to figure it out. What's behind the outgassing is the oceans are superheating. This heating is causing formerly frozen methane deposits to thaw and release. With this release comes elements like hydrogen sulfide, which smells and is highly toxic. This has been happening all over the world for decades. Bermuda Triangle, ship sinkings, that's methane deposits thawing on the seabed, releasing, aerating the water like a bottle of champagne. Ships sink because they have no buoyancy. This has been going on all over the globe for decades, and scientists still can't figure it out. How come some of us know? How come the scientific data is there to back this up? But yet, they don't know because their job is to pacify the population. The report goes on to state that even though the so-called authorities, quote, have no idea what the source of the gassing expulsion is or what the composition of the noxious gas is, they assure the public it is non-toxic. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. You don't see what you see in the air. That's not a jet spraying aerosols on you. It's nothing. Go back to sleep. Fukushima radiation floating over. No, not happening. Go back to sleep. Fluoride in your water, aluminum in your water, lead in your water, lead in your air. Official agencies that the public believes are there to warn them of dangers that could not be further from the truth. These agencies are there to mask the threats to the population, not to expose them. Oceans are dying, superheating, likely, hydrogen sulfide drifting in. This has happened along the West Coast and other places. This is the smell. It is highly toxic, and the authorities are lying about it. From the dailybeast.com, this headline report, with the glaring but expected total emission of the climate engineering elephant in the sky. Wildfires rage in Greece and California prove climate change is here. The report says there's no way to sugarcoat it. Climate change is here, and we're living in its burning embers. Yes, climate change is here. Many factors relating to that. But what's the massive core causal factor in the forest fires? Climate engineering. Again, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, poisoning soils, killing trees from the bottom up, UV radiation killing trees from the top down, more dry lightning from the electrically conductive particulates, incendiary dust from these particulates coating foliage. From so many directions, climate engineering, core causal factors with the fires, and it is not being reported by academia. They are doubling down on their denial because their paychecks and pensions depend on them doing so, because once the population finds out the liability issue created by governments all over the globe by conducting these programs without public knowledge or consent, the liability issue is incomprehensible. Populations, I would argue, will take to the streets with their pitchforks and torches. Another headline. From the Sacramento Bee, another source, the Car Fire is a terrifying glimpse into California's future. They're telling us that expect this. Don't ask questions, just expect it, that this is the way it's going to go. And we know, I challenge anyone to look at the data we posted. I posted this last week with a satellite image of the blanket climate engineering spraying off the entire North American West Coast that goes on every single day, that we document with NASA satellite images, that proves climate engineers are blocking with aerosol spraying operations any inflow of moist, cool air or precipitation. Look at the images. You don't need to know anything about meteorology. The images will shock you. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org, look under the recent top stories and recent sections, and look at those images. Look at the data. Decide for yourself. Don't succumb to the attempts of power structure-controlled media to convince us this is all normal. Another headline from TheGuardian.com and other sources. Deadly wildfires blaze across California amid fears that the worst is yet to come. Again, conditioning the population to just expect it. Don't ask questions. Don't investigate. And certainly, they will not acknowledge climate engineering. From the LA Times, California fires rage on, and Governor Jerry Brown offers grim view of fiery future. Again, conditioning from the power structure. And they know, Jerry Brown certainly knows climate engineering is going on. Gavin Newsom certainly knows, the lieutenant governor, because I've been in his office, as I've stated repeatedly on broadcast, with his top aide, presented mountains of indisputable data to prove climate engineering is going on. Has Gavin said a word? Not a word. Not a word. Neither has Doug LaMalfa. And he absolutely knows. His representatives absolutely know. Doug LaMalfa's representatives used to call me at home on the weekend to express their dire concerns about climate engineering until they were told to shut up. And that's exactly what they did. And I'm sorry to say that they have not shown the courage to continue to expose what they know. They have tucked tail and run for cover, just like everybody else in the so-called government, our so-called elected officials. Doug LaMalfa's representatives, absolutely 100% about face, towing the line for the power structure now. And to Doug LaMalfa and his representatives, If you try to publicly dispute what I'm saying, do it in a public forum. Address me in a debate in a public forum in front of the population when you are hiding an issue that is a major factor in the calamitous fires that are occurring right now. How can you look yourselves in the mirror? And with Doug LaMalfa, who said publicly, this is on the record on film, search geoengineeringwatch.org, confronting a congressman, you will see me confronting Congressman Doug LaMalfa in a town hall meeting. 1 week after I confronted him in another town hall meeting where he told me if I presented data from a source he recognized proving the aluminum contamination in the air, he would investigate it. He has not. He lied. He lied. And you can see me confronting him and giving him data from California EPA that I got from a contact there. Did LaMalfa follow up on his promise to investigate? No, because he's paid not to. He's part of the power structure cancer of deception, as are his aides, and that's the fact of the matter. Again, search geoengineeringwatch.org, confronting a congressman. You can watch with your own eyes, decide for yourself who's telling the truth. From weathernetwork.com and other sources, crews struggle against British Columbia interior fires. They don't talk about that much here, do they? It's happening all over the globe. From multiple sources, this headline report, wildfires rage across Europe as countries battle intense heat wave. All over the globe this is happening, with the exception of some cool downs on the U.S. East Coast and a few other southern hemisphere locations. I want to stress again, the burning forests are not coming back in any time frame that matters in so many locations. They're done. The scale has been tilted far past the point of no return in any time scale that matters. How can forests grow back when conditions on our planet have become so harsh? Existing forests are dying and burning, and planting new trees is no longer viable in so many locations, as I've stated. This doesn't mean that we can't salvage some part of Earth's life support systems, which we can and must fight to do. But it means that we are far past the point of any return to the planet we have known. More headlines. This one from the newdaily.com.ar and other sources. Don't believe in climate change? ? Then come over to Europe. Of course, no mention of climate engineering. The climate engineering elephant in the room. Can't legitimately discuss the climate without discussing climate engineering. And of course, no major mainstream source does. Academia also doubling down on their denial, because to do otherwise at this point would be to admit that they have been either criminally negligent in the profession which they are credited as being experts, or they are lying. One of the two. Climate engineering will be exposed. The decimation it is causing cannot be hidden much longer. Make no mistake about that. For those that become discouraged at their attempts to wake others, again, do it correctly. Don't run out, point at the sky, and start ranting and raving about things you don't know enough about yet. Pass on credible data. That's much more effective. Even if you know enough about climate engineering to accurately explain it, pass on credible data. A picture is worth a thousand words, as this saying goes. We offer that data on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. You can download our links for free, print your own, or you can get the material from us for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Pass on credible data, much more effective. More headlines. Multiple sources. All-time heat records fall in Korea and Portugal. Temperatures may hit 51 degrees C. That's almost 124 degrees in some areas. Another headline from multiple sources. North Korea warns of natural disaster as heat wave sears crops. Covered last week, crops collapsing in parts of Europe, Germany. It's happening in the U.S. Spoke to some radio announcers yesterday in Missouri, in Montana, Arizona. They're moving livestock out of those states because there's not enough for those animals to eat. It's happening all over the globe, happening in Korea as well. From this report, citizens urged to wage all-out battle to preserve food stocks amid, quote, unprecedented drought. The climate engineers control the spigots. They absolutely do, and they are trying to reduce atmospheric relative humidity because water vapor is a greenhouse gas, but that's a very myopic approach, very tunnel-visioned approach. We must have precipitation to keep the forests from dying, to allow the boreal forest to uptake carbon. Climate engineering again. No benevolence in these programs. Another headline from MSN.com and other sources. Death Valley records the hottest month ever on Earth with an average of 108 degrees Fahrenheit. That's day and night combined. 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Astoundingly hot. There are many, many more headlines like this I could cover, but I want to get to the heart of the matter. The core of what is currently and may continue to decide our collective futures this headline from counterpunch.org and other sources. Methane death trap threatens democracy. We're not talking about livestock flatulence. We're talking about thawing and releasing methane, hydrate, and clathrate deposits around the globe. Methane over a 10-year time horizon, once it migrates into the atmosphere, is from 100 to 120 times more potent a greenhouse gas than CO2. That's why nighttime low temperatures are rising twice as fast as daytime highs. It's not cooling off at night because the heat can't get out. From this report, a methane death trap. Continuing Arctic Ocean eruption of ever-increasing levels of methane brings forth speculations of, quote, a black swan event, meaning society is caught flat-footed, oblivious to impending doom and danger until it's way too late. Along those lines, The Economist newspaper only recently highlighted the methane issue for its mainstream readership. Quote, the methane mystery, no mystery, only when they're paid not to know. Scientists struggle to explain a worrying rise in atmospheric methane, end quote. The Economist, April 28, 2018, quote, keeping methane in check is therefore critical. If a rise in temperature in this century is to remain well below 2 degrees C relative to pre-industrial times, a goal set out by the Paris Climate Agreement of 2015. The explanations put forward by scientists range from troubling to the truly hair-raising. Let me put this into context. The Paris Climate Conference, all the climate conferences are a sham. They're simply a front to force countries to go along with climate engineering. That's what those conferences are about. 2 degrees C. We are past 2 degrees C now. We are likely past 3.5 degrees C now. We are well past the point of no return. Temperatures are being falsified radically to the downside, not the upside. It's much, much hotter than we are officially being told, and this methane is thawing and releasing, and for the scientists to claim they don't know where it's coming from is an absolute blatant, glaring lie. To those in academia, I say this, please find your courage. Tell the truth while it still matters. Running out of time, need to wrap this up. I want this quote to be considered. When we consider what our government is doing and has done to us, how does it become a man to behave towards the American government today? I answer that he cannot, without disgrace, be associated with it. That's from Henry David Thoreau. How can we blindly wave our flags and pretend our government is not doing everything we know they're doing, including what's going on above our heads, which is affecting us right here, right now, with the out-of-control wildfires that are directly related as a consequence to climate engineering? How can we possibly blindly support our government? That's just exhibiting signs of Stockholm Syndrome. You don't know what that is, look it up. It is the propensity of the oppressed to defend their oppressor. I'm almost out of time for this broadcast. I will summarize with this. No habitat, no humans. That's simple. Governments around the globe, including our own, are further encouraging societies to loot, plunder, and pillage what is left of nature. That will destroy the web of life, and we will perish with it. I would ask this. How many would say and agree, without hesitation, that it is better to give than to receive? The vast majority would concur. Yet, when it comes to nature, to the natural world, to the web of life on which all of our lives depend, a web of life which formerly produced unimaginable abundance freely, but which is now dying by the day. How many, again I would ask, ever truly stop to consider our obligation to give back? How many are willing to stop and consider this? How many are willing to stop and consider, in the geologic blink of an eye, the human race has, taken as a whole, treated this miracle planet with inconceivable contempt? Of course, I understand and acknowledge there are exceptions, but taken as a whole, again, there is no denying our species has been exceptionally poor stewards of the planet. So I say again, it is better to give than to receive. If humanity does not completely alter its current course of looting, plundering, and pillaging of our once thriving planet, it will soon be game over. Planetary omnicide in the near term, climate engineering the single greatest source of environmental destruction on the planet today. So many have convinced themselves that they are powerless to make a difference, that darkness cannot be exposed or halted. This is a lie. This is exactly what those in power want us to believe, to accept. We must remember and never forget, collectively, if we stand together, we hold the power to alter our current course. Collectively, we have the power to fully expose the criminality of those in power. Collectively, we have the power to expose and halt the climate engineering insanity. This must be our top priority. This must be our collective mission. This must be accomplished, or all is lost. If we can do this, we will still face immense challenges on countless fronts, but we will have made a quantum leap in the right direction. Arm yourself with credible data from a credible source. Learn how to be effective and efficient at passing that data on. Make your voice heard in this epic battle to wake the masses. If we can reach a critical mass of awareness, we would unite populations all over the globe in a common cause. We would have a very real chance of halting the climate engineering insanity and changing the current omnicidal course of the human race. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org.